All right, welcome everybody. So let's begin by lying on our backs with the legs long, like everyone is, and scanning how we're making contact with the floor this Monday evening. Pay attention to how your pelvis is making contact with the floor. How much of the pelvis is making contact? Is the left side or right side making more contact? And then sense up your spine. Where your spine it's making contact. And or where in your spine you have a clear, where you can kinesthetically sense your spine clearly. And you can move over to your two shoulder blades. One thing I like to do is examine the corner of the shoulder. How far away from the floor is that? There's no right or wrong. It's just to develop a sense of that. And then also get a sense how your spine grows out of your torso, crosses T1, C7 junction, and grows up into your head. How much of the upper part of your spine between your shoulder blades can you feel pressing on the floor? And then typically there's an arch in the back of the cervical spine, in the back of the neck. It's lifted off of the floor. But can you get a sense for how much it's lifted off of the floor? What is the curvature? That part of your spine. And then sense up into the back of the neck, back upper part of the neck, where the neck and the back of the head connect. And then get a sense of your jaw. How far apart are your upper and lower teeth right now? Are they pressing together? Are they separated 1 millimeter? Half a centimeter? Maybe they're pressed together in certain areas and separated a little bit in others. Do you sense one side of your jaw or your mouth a little bit more clearly than the other? What is your tongue doing? Don't change it. Just check it out. And gently roll your head from left to right. And in particular, examine the initial stages of rolling from center. And see if you can sense how the cervical spine begins to turn as the head rolls. There's all these muscles in your head, in your jaw, that connect into the neck, that connect into the shoulders and the torso. So, can you feel any limiting effect of some of those muscles in the turning of your head? Just in the very initiation of it. And pause with your head in the center. And now gently open your mouth and close it again. And repeat that movement, opening your jaw to open your mouth and close it. And sense for yourself how much effort that takes to open your jaw. Jaw is something that likes to be closed. Can we make it light to open the jaw? And then can you also get a sense of, as you open the jaw, does the jaw go straight down from your head? Or does the jaw move a little to the left or to the right as you open it? We all carry tension in our jaws, in our necks, in our heads. And maybe seeing how the jaw tracks can inform you of some of this. All right, pause. Let it go. And now, for the things that we're going to do, my personal preference is to bend the knees so that the feet are standing. I would make no sense for me to explain to you why I like that. You guys have the option. You can either bend the feet. I feel like I can sense my jaw better like this. However, if you guys want, feel free to keep your legs straight. Whatever is better for you to sense the jaw. Okay. So now open your mouth a certain amount. I'm not going to specify the amount. The amount is up to you. It's an amount where you can keep your mouth open comfortably. And from there, gently take your jaw to the right a little bit and bring it back to the center. Just to the right and bring it back to the center. And make this movement easy and comfortable. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're not making effort anywhere else. In your neck, in your chest. Jaw to the right and center. And it's not a big movement. Just see if you can clearly feel that. And once you've dialed it in, then at the same time, pay attention to other parts of your head and neck. Can you feel the back of your head? The lower back of your head, where it connects to the neck. Can you feel anything happening there as you move your jaw gently to the right and back? And pause. And now open the mouth again, whatever's comfortable for you. And bring the jaw to the right again, but this time also roll your head to the right. So you begin the movement with the jaw. The jaw goes to the right, and then at some point the head starts to follow. And then you come back to the center. And it doesn't have to be a big movement of rolling the head. It's just your jaw decided to go to the right, and at some point your head follows along. Nice and slowly. And pause. And now open your mouth again. And now let's take your jaw to the left and return. And sense, how is this different from taking your jaw to the right? You don't have to go as far as you did on the other side. And you can take your time to explore it. So just gently to the left and back. And sense what happens at your temporal mandibular joint. It's the joint just next to the ears where the jaw connects. What happens in the rest of your face? It happens in the back of your neck, or perhaps in the spine or in the low back even. Make it soft and easy. Nice little gliding movement. And pause. And open your mouth again. And now as you gently take your jaw to the left, roll your head to the left. So it's your jaw initiating the movement to the left. The jaw starts and your head follows. Beautiful. Everyone's going nice and slowly. It's in the going slow in a small range of motion that you're really able to sense what it is that you're doing. And that may not even be a conscious thing that you're sensing, but you are sensing. Pause and rest in the center. Just let your jaw go. So now we took the jaw first to the right and then to the left, and we examined the differences between the right and the left, and there were almost certainly some differences. So now we're going to combine the two movements. So open your jaw again. And now take your jaw to the right and to the left, gently. Keeping your head in the middle. Once you've done that a couple times, it feels nice and comfortable to you. Well, first, see, is it any clearer than it was when I first asked you to do it before we broke it down just into the right-left movements? And now bring your head into the rolling into it. So make sure your jaw leads your head in the rolling. It's not that they roll together. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're not making any excess effort anywhere else. Pause and let it go and let your legs go long. And now as you're getting reacquainted to the floor and the contact that you're making with the floor, you can examine, are there any changes to how you make contact with the floor? Is the part of your spine between your two shoulder blades any clearer? That's your thoracic spine. Is it any clearer? Is it making more contact with the floor, perhaps? What is the sense of length that you have through your upper spine into your neck, out of your head? Stand your feet again if you like your feet standing. Everyone likes their feet standing. And open your mouth again. And take your jaw gently from left to right. And now, pause. Now, as you take your jaw left and right, can you actually roll your head in the opposite direction? So you have to do less. So it's just your head's going to roll just a tiny little bit. And it's just a sense of the movement, that the movement's going opposite. Obviously, it's not on the other side of the shoulder. So the head rolls very gently as the jaw does the opposite movement of the head. And if that's still interesting for you, do a couple more rolls. But otherwise, let's let the legs go long again. Now let the legs go long now. So you may ask, why do these kinds of strange movements? And one answer is that inside your brain there's a program, there's a habitual pattern for how you use the jaw. And what we're doing, and the use of the jaw is tightly connected to the use of the head and the neck. And so what we're doing is we're basically revisiting all the different, not all, but some of the different patterns of movement that you can do with the jaw and other parts of the body nearby. And through that, build up new patterns, new habits that may be more efficient and better than the previous ones. Okay, so come and stand your feet again if everyone likes standing their feet. And I should also mention that if, you know, just for posterity, because we're recording this, if anyone likes a pad under their head, it also can be a good idea to put a pad. To put a pad under the head. Okay, so now open your eyes and find a spot on the ceiling. That spot is straight above you is going to be neutral spot. And gently now, take your eyes from left to right. And follow a dot. So there's neutral spot, and then just pretend a dot is moving from left to right on the ceiling, and you're just tracking it with your eyes. And right now, the head is going to stay in the center. So the eyes are going to move independently from the head. And just see how smooth is this to the left and how smooth is it to the right. Is one side easier? And once you build it up, and remember, so with this I can't really see so well what you guys are doing, but remember, it's slow and it doesn't have to be a big range of motion. It can be a very, it can be 5 degrees of arc. But sense for yourself which side is easier. And see also if you can pay attention to the muscles in the back of your neck where they connect into the head. As you move your eyes, you feel any resonance there. And then check in also with your breathing, because it's very easy to start holding your breath. And if it gets tiring, just stop, you know, and take a break and then come back to it. All right, take a break. Okay, we're going to just experiment a little bit more with this. Close your left eye. And open your right eye. And with your right eye open, take your right eye from the center point up on the ceiling, take it to the right, and come back. So if you have a hard time closing the left eye and keeping it closed, just put your palm over the left eye. So now, but do it lightly. Don't press your hand into your head. So lightly hold the palm over there. And now take your eye to the right and back to the center. Look to the right and back to the center. And pause and bring your hand down if your hand was covering. Try doing it once all on your own. And then let it go. Now close your right eye and leave your left eye open. And if you want, you can take your right palm and put it over your right eye. Gently place it there so you're not pressing your head into the floor any harder or anything. And now gently take your left eye look from the center to the left and back. And it's not important that you look far. What you're after is a sense of smoothness, a soft quality inside your eye. As the muscles within your eye, turn your eye to the left and to the right. And it's interesting because you can do this fairly well with both eyes open. And pause and let it go. Bring your arms down. Close your eyes. And open your eyes again. And with both eyes, look to the ceiling. And then just look to the left and to the right relative to that dot on the ceiling. Slowly. You pretend that there's a spider up there that's just crawling slowly from one beam to another. Or if that's what you're doing, make it Speedy Gonzalez is up there going, arriba, arriba. Now, it's better to practice. Our eyes move so quickly, naturally, you know, and it's very strange to move the eyes slowly. What do you feel in the back of your head? Is there any inclination for you to roll your head as you take your eyes left and right? All right, let it go. Let your legs go long. Let's let it all go. This is almost becoming an eye lesson, but it's not. And as you're lying now on your back, just check in with again, how you're making contact with the floor. What's changing? How's that area between the shoulder blades? What is the height of the arch of the neck? Has that changed? And open your eyes again. Stand your feet if you like that. Open your mouth a little bit. That distance that's comfortable. And now, with your jaw open, take your jaw gently to the right and return. And at the same time, take your eyes to the right and return. So your eyes and jaw go to the right together and come back together. They go to the right together and come back together. Do it slowly. Just coordinate the movement. Find a quality where those two, the eyes and the jaw, are linked. That's beautiful. So as the dot moves on the ceiling, the jaw also moves to the right. And pause. Just let your mouth go. Let the jaw go. Now open your mouth again. And take your jaw, open your eyes and open your mouth, and take your jaw and your eyes together to the left and the center. Slowly just link up the eyes and the jaw. There's no stretching here. There's no muscular effort. However, there is brain effort. So you're just looking to, in a very easy, soft way, coordinate the two. And sense how this side may be different than the other side. Pause. And open your mouth again. Open your eyes again. And now, leaving your head in the center, take your jaws and eyes to the right and the left together. Slowly, easily, comfortably. Your mouth is open a little bit. Or whatever is comfortable for you. And can you feel a resonance into the back of your neck? Do you get the feeling that you want the head to roll as you do this? Pause. Now, open your eyes again and open your jaw. And now, as you take your jaw to the right, take the eyes to the left. And then, as you take the jaw to the left, take the eyes to the right. So now we're differentiating the action of the eyes and the action of the jaw. And we're making the muscles that are so used to working together in a particular way, we're making them do a different pattern. It can be intense. If it's intense, do less. You'd be surprised, but it's always possible to do less. And leave that and let your legs go long. And take a rest from all this neural activity. Gently roll your head from left to right. And again, with that quality, really examining the initiation of the rolling. So when your head's in the center, how does it begin to roll to the left and to the right? And is there anything that's different? And pause. Then also examine the back, your cervical spine, your neck. And, for example, the arc of it, how high it is off of the floor. Or if perhaps parts of it are touching. Examine how your shoulders are making contact. And the rest of you. Okay. Stand your feet if you like them standing. Now, open your mouth. And now take your jaw to the right and to the left and roll your head with it. Gently, slowly. Small range of motion. And now with your eyes open, notice what you're doing with your eyes. Pause. So now we're going to do that same thing, except your eyes are going to go in the opposite direction of the head. So as your jaw goes to the right to roll your head to the right, your eyes are going to look to the left. And when your jaw goes to the left, head rolls to the left, your eyes go to the right. Another way of thinking about it, which makes it easier, I think, is to focus your eyes on just the dot on the ceiling. Your eyes stay focused on the center dot above you on the ceiling. As your jaw goes left and right and your head rolls left and right following the jaw. So now the jaw and the head are linked, but the action of the eyes is differentiated. Do it slowly and really sense, how is this different in how you use the muscles in your neck? The engagement of the muscles inside the neck is slightly different. Okay, pause with your head in the center. And now, we're going to open the mouth and open the eyes. And as you roll your head to the right, you take your eye and your jaw to the left. So your jaw and your eyes go to the left as your head goes to the right. And then as your head goes to the left, your eyes and your jaw go to the right. Slowly. Small range of movement. So can you do it so that you can feel like when your head comes back into the center, the jaw is also back in the center, and the eyes are back in the center? It's like right at that magical moment when everything comes back into the center, everything is aligned for a brief instant. And then as the head rolls to one side, the eyes and the jaw go together. Mouth is open, a nice comfortable distance. And pause. And let your legs go long. And let it all go. Now, like this, just try once or twice opening your mouth and closing your mouth. Come back. We did this at the beginning of the lesson. Does it seem or feel any different to you? Is there greater ease in opening the mouth? Can you open the mouth wider with less effort than you could before? And can you feel any connection as you open the mouth and open the jaw? you're lowering the jaw to open the mouth. Can you feel any connection into the back of your neck or other parts of you? Pause. And just rest on the floor. There's so many different types of lessons where you set up a series of movements that go together and then you differentiate them. So in this case, we're doing the head, the jaw, and the eyes, and we can move them all together and we can move them separately, and there's so many different options. We didn't even explore all of them, which ones you could move together and separately. But this is a general theme in awareness. It's not the only theme by any means, but it's a relatively common theme in awareness through movement lessons, particularly in the usage of the eyes. And it's one of my favorite things. But it can be quite intense. Okay. Please stand your feet now. And with your feet standing like this, tilt your knees, your arms are by your side, tilt your knees gently to the left and to the right, just a little bit, and then come back. So the idea is we just want to tilt the knees a little bit to create a little bit of side-to-side tilt in the pelvis. Just tilt the knees a little bit to create some side-to-side tilt in the pelvis. And with that side-to-side tilt in the pelvis, can you then feel the echo of that movement like in your shoulder blades? So as you tilt the knees to the right, maybe the right shoulder presses a little bit more, you tilt the knees to the left shoulder presses. It's just, we want just a nice, comfortable little side-to-side tilting of the pelvis. It's not a stretch or we're just trying to generate some turning there. And now, roll your head with the pelvis. And if you can, roll the head just so that however much the pelvis turns is the same amount that the head turns. So obviously the head is far more mobile than the pelvis, and you could, generally roll the head much further in the pelvis in this situation. But just try and keep it so that they're linked together. And with this beautiful rhythm, now open your mouth and bring your jaw into the movement so that your jaw goes to the right with the head and the pelvis and your jaw goes to the left as the head and the pelvis go to the left. And as you go through the center, the jaw is in the center as well. So be clear about that. This is a requirement. The head and the pelvis move together, and the jaw moves with the head. And pause. Pause with your feet standing. So now, begin tilting your knees left and right again to tilt your pelvis. But now take your head and the jaw in the opposite direction. So again, it's a slow movement and it's a small range of motion. So your head rolls opposite the pelvis, just no more than the pelvis is actually rolling the other way. But you take your jaw with the head. So as your head goes to the right, the jaw is further to the right of the head. And when it goes to the left, further to the right. And when you go through the middle, all points are in the center for a brief moment. And can you identify that moment for yourself as you go through the middle? Pause. And now, as your knees tilt to the right, take your head to the left, but take your jaw to the right with your knees. So now your knee and your jaw go together, and the head goes opposite. And again, for this, it can be a very small movement. The only requirement is that you make it as clear as you possibly can. Do the movement comfortably, easily, and with as much clarity as possible. Can you feel that moment that you go through the center? Your pelvis goes through the center, and your head and your jaw go through the center. But your head and your jaw are passing each other because they're going opposite. But for one moment, everything is aligned. Pause. Let it go. Let your legs go long. And again, check in with this upper part of your spine, your shoulder blades, shoulders, your arms, your neck. How's the back of the neck growing out of you? How long does your cervical spine feel? One more quick variation, because I know you guys are gluttons. Someone's got a rat's nest in the back of their head, huh? So, bring your feet to standing. And if any of you guys are basically cooked at this point in time, because it's a lot of attention to feel free to sit it out. It's not much longer. So now tilt your knees left and right again to get your pelvis rolling. Again, it's a small tilting. Very, very small. And now, with your knees, take your eyes and your jaw with it, but leave the head in the middle. So your eyes and your jaw go with your knees. Your head stays in the middle. Just can you clearly feel that they all come across the midpoint together and then go to the other side? And they're all in unison. Make them be in unison together. And pause. And now, continue tilting the pelvis. Bring the eyes together with the tilting of the pelvis, but make the jaw go opposite. So eyes go with the pelvis, the jaw goes opposite. And again, it makes no difference how far you go. The only thing that you want to do is make sure you do it clearly. So can you see that all three things, your pelvis, your jaw, and your eyes, go through that midpoint together? And they all go through the same amount of arc together. And pause. With your feet standing, just take a little rest. And now gently open your mouth again and simply take your jaw from left to right. Is that any different than before? Does the joint feel lubricated? Is there less effort in taking it back and forth? And pause and let that go. Let your legs go long. And here, roll your head gently to the left and to the right. Particularly sensing how your neck turns with your head. And how the muscles in the back of your neck sensing how that may be different from when we started. Let's leave it at that. And then pause and gently open your mouth once or twice to see if just the simple act of opening your mouth is different. The contact you're making with the floor now. And roll over to your side. And come up to standing. And sense how your head is now positioned over your torso. How your weight is then going through your pelvis and into your feet. And gently turn your head to the left and the right and look to see. Don't have to check the far range of motion, just how lubricated is your neck. And then I hope no one ate dinner yet. Might be hungry. Walk around a little bit, and that's it.